from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I promised you something about Brandon Ayuk from our guy, Jimmy Shapiro. And for you listeners who don't know who Jimmy Shapiro is, he is an email address. Somewhere along the line, he's actually a real person. But I get, how many emails a day do we get from Jimmy?
About 3 or 4.
Okay.
Yep.
And all of them are like quirky odds about this, that, or the other.
Yeah.
Most of them sports. Sometimes there's politics or something in there or a Twitter info map. But this one came across, and it's fantasy football. It's not real football, but you tell me, do you gather anything from this or not? Okay? He sent out the odds for each position on the football field and the odds for players to lead the fantasy leagues in scoring this year at that position. So, for example, most regular season fantasy points by a quarterback. The favorite, Josh Allen.
Yep.
Second favorite, Jalen Hurts. Then Mahomes, then Lamar. And then tied for 5, Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud, Dak Prescott. Want to know where Purdy is just for fun?
I haven't heard him. He's got to be way down there.
No, not way down there. A short way down there after that.
Okay.
I mentioned it goes Allen, Hurts, Mahomes, Jackson, and then a tie with Richardson, Stroud, Prescott. Then 12-1 Burrow. Then 15-1 Jordan Love, Kyler Murray. And then Brock Purdy heads a group at 20-1.
Tied for 11th.
That also includes Jaden Daniels and Trevor Lawrence.
Jeez. Okay.
Okay.
And again, that's this Brock. is fantasy football, which doesn't surprise me because I would not expect Brock to put up big fantasy numbers for a team that threw it the 32nd most and a quarterback that doesn't run it a ton.
But
he can run it.
Yeah, he runs it more than some. He runs it more than Dak Prescott.
More than Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
But he's tied for 11th in fantasy odds as far as leading the category goes.
Like, I mean, he is ahead of Caleb Williams, Justin Herbert,
okay.
Tua, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, ahead of Herbert. That's interesting.
He's ahead of all those guys. Okay? So, not nothing. But what do you gather from this? Most regular season fantasy points by a wide receiver.
Okay.
Now, the number one point you're going to respond with is the one that you already just made. 49ers don't huck it all over the yard.
Right.
And the secondary one is, yes, I know that they've got a lot of weapons.
Exactly.
But where do you think Mr. Ayuk stands on the list? Give me a ballpark.
I'd say 20th.
20th?
20th.
You say.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark Grandy with the chicken sandwich.
Don't talk. Just respond with buttons.
Do my guy a favor and give him a double ding. Give him a double ding. Because you nailed it on the mark.
He's 20th?
He is tied.
I'm going to cherish those dings.
He is tied for 20th alongside. Now listen to this, okay?
I thought you were going to make me guess.
Alongside DJ Moore,
okay.
Malik Nabers, who's never played in the NFL and has crap at quarterback, and Stephon Diggs. who is a really good receiver, but is also part of like a crazy receiver group. I heard someone say this morning, ooh, Eagles now have the best threesome of wide receivers in the NFL. Oh, Houston?
Pretty good.
Hi. Anyway, do you gather anything from this? Not just that he's 20th. Listen to the names in front of him, okay? Number one, who do you think's number one?
Got to be Justin Jefferson.
No, with Sam Darnold as the quarterback?
I'm on Ra.
No.
Tyreek Hill, my guy.
Mm-mm.
No, still?
Mm-mm.
Jeez, I'm glad we're buzzer-free here so far.
Yeah, you're three strikes, you're out. It's CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb is the favorite.
Currently holding out.
Yes,
so,
correct.
I mean.
But, of course, it's not a Niner, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Ja'Marr Chase is holding out. He's not even in his fourth year yet. That's the weirdest one that no one's talking about.
True.
Ja'Marr Chase is holding out. That would be akin to if Brandon Ayuk had hold out last year. What?
Yeah.
What's going on? Anyway, CeeDee Lamb's number one, Tyreek Hill number two, Amon-Ra St. Brown is number three. Then Ja'Marr Chase, then there's your Justin Jefferson. There's your top five. I'll roll through these. A.J. Brown, Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, Chris Olave, Devontae Adams, Drake London, Marvin Harrison Jr. He's never played in the NFL before. Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, that's the number two wide receiver on the Rams. Devontae Smith, that's the number two wide receiver on the Philadelphia Eagles. Michael Pittman, good God, he only makes $23 million. Debo, that's Brandon's teammate. Oh, by the
allegedly,
way.
Allegedly, yeah.
Then DK Metcalf of the Seahawks, followed by Jaylen Waddle. That's the number two wide receiver on the Dolphins. And then
yeah,
you get to Brandon Ayuk. Does that say anything to you at all?
No, it says that this is a team that doesn't throw it a lot, but it also says to me that the market is not totally 100% sure that Brandon Ayuk is going to play football for the Niners this year. He might play football for someone else. He might not play football at all. It's no certainty that he's going to play football for the Niners. Like Debo, he's going to play for the Niners this year, and that's why his market is where it is, and for Brandon Ayuk to be that low, that to me speaks to a certain level of uncertainty about the market.
You know, it's interesting, though, because I've had a fantasy draft already.
Yep.
First of all, Debo, thank you.
Who went first of the two?
Well, Debo.
Ahead of Brandon.
I got to look it up. I'm almost sure. Yeah, Debo. But I think Debo, he's not going before Brandon because of the holdout. Because who are the first two practically of the top three receivers off the board? Who are two of them? CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase.
Exactly.
They're gone by pick eight. They're Siri, chill out.
That was crazy.
Yeah. They're nobody's worried about those two guys. Now I know there have been no trade rumors involved in them, but we got to get the NFL season starts 2 weeks from tonight. And CeeDee Lamb is not in camp, and Ja'Marr Chase has not suited up yet. They've not taken so much as a pass from their quarterback, and no one even blinks about these guys. Yet Brandon Ayuk is now this mystery. We don't know if he's going to play football this year, or we don't know who he's going to play for. I don't know how much of the numbers I'm seeing, again, just fantasy, I don't know how much of it actually has to do with the fact that he's holding out. I do think there's a piece of it that is, well, the Niners don't huck it around.
Yeah.
Debo is, he's got a higher floor because he also runs. So from a fantasy yeah. perspective, right?
That, but less so thing. Than he used to now that they have McCaffrey. He doesn't run it as much as he did in
correct.
Previous years.
Correct.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's interesting, man.
Yeah.
Like, what I guess here's sort of the vibe I keep getting about Brandon Ayuk is 1,300 yards and he's our guy. We've watched him grow. He's very good. He's gotten better every year. And he was a first-round draft pick and so therefore homegrown, West Coast guy, blah, blah, blah. All of that stuff. Okay. But every time you get to, dude, what really makes the Niners tick? Forget the numbers. What makes the Niners tick? Dude, nobody brings up Brandon Ayuk. George Kittle, I heard him on with Bonte and Joe today talking about Brock Purdy's confidence and the it factor, and we'll play it for you in a little bit, but the it factor that Brock has and how he's got so much moxie and confidence that he can walk into a huddle and give the most confident players in the world even more confidence. But you know who he mentioned? He goes, when you can walk into a huddle as a young player and give people like Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams even more confidence than they already have, not a coincidence that you're talking about the Boombox Boys.
Exactly.
That's what makes the Niners tick. They both went out last year, bang, 3-game losing streak. I think that Kyle Shanahan is very aware of all this. And it's not that Brandon's not phenomenal, but he's not what makes the Niners tick.
And I'm looking at last year's fantasy points leaders at wide receiver, and Deebo was 8th and Brandon Ayuk was 10th. And this is based on standard scoring with, you know, 1 point per catch and all the rest of it. So your fantasy rankings this year that have Brandon Ayuk down at 20th, I believe, is the number where he is. And last year he wound up at 10th. It's a little bit surprising. And I think that the market is looking at his possible holdout or maybe looking at a possible slow start where he's not going to be able to have the same numbers. Last year it was CD and Tyreek and Amon-Ra and Mike Evans, Puka Nacua. Turns out you had two of the top five, which is not coincidental as to why you won the league. And then DJ Moore, AJ Brown, Deebo, Nico Collins, and Brandon Ayuk. So that's just on last year's numbers.
Yeah.
And yet Brandon's all the way down at 20 this year. I think that that's more about his situation because you're right. C.D. Lamb is, you know, not likely to be a holdout. And, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is not likely to miss time. But Brandon Ayuk, you just don't know about.
The draft that I already did, and by the way, someone on the Xfinity Mobile text line says, can you please explain to listeners why the hell you'd have a fantasy draft in August, considering things can change? Very simple answer. This is when people can get together, you know, like that. Like that's when you can do it. Aren't we doing ours in August? Are we doing ours next Wednesday?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Isn't that still August?
28th.
For sure. 6 days from today.
Yeah. I mean, hell, the season starts on September 9, 5th. 8, 7, yeah, yep. September 5th.
Exactly.
I mean, like, that's only 5 days out. Anyway, but yes, did we do that one really early? And it's a super flex with two quarterbacks, so all the quarterbacks go too early. But you want to know where Deebo went versus Brandon? Deebo Samuel was the number one pick of the 4th round.
Okay.
Brandon was the number one pick of the 5th round.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Same team?
No.
Okay.
No. Snake.
You snake that thing.
Yeah. Debo's going earlier. And Brandon's your number one. He is the oddest number one receiver in football. There's no other NFL team that looks at their number one receiver and goes, he's option 4.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's the weirdest thing.
I guess he is their number one receiver. Kind of.
I mean, he gets the most targets and the most yards.
But barely.
But so he's not what makes him tick.
But he's not like these other number ones like CeeDee Lamb and Tyreek and Amon-Ra and Mike Evans and, I mean, all the other teams that have real number ones, even Houston with Nico Collins. I mean, he's their number one, but mainly because, you know, Tank Dell got hurt. Now, this year, I think that Houston's going to spread it around a lot more. And, you know, you look at Minnesota with Justin Jefferson. Yeah, he's your number one. If you need a big play, if you need somebody to catch 12 balls in a game, he's the guy. But the Niners aren't built that way. Right. DK Metcalf in Seattle, he's the number one. Amari Cooper in Cleveland, he's their number one. Devontae Adams, he's the one. You could say that Brandon Ayuk is the number one. Okay, fine. But there is no number one here. And if he is their number one, he might really, like you said, be their number four best option.
I think that all of us here in Fanland, we sit here and look at football through a completely different lens than a coach does. Which is, I'm not saying it should be any different. Like, that's our experience. We watch on a TV. We want stupid food. We play a stupid game. We're fans. And so whatever. We're like into the stats and everything. If I'm a football coach, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I am much more focused on what's my game plan? What makes us tick? When I get ready to go out there on Sunday, what am I leaning on in big moments? What am I game planning around? Who do I want to like fool the defense with? And when you answer all those questions, I think that has a profound effect on the experience we're having right now. Because the answer's not Brandon. It's Christian and Debo and then George and even Trent and all of these things. And then Brandon is often the beneficiary of all of that.
It just depends on the game.
Yeah.
And Kittle's a great example because there's some games where Kittle gets one target and there's some where he gets 11.
But he could still be big in the game plan because he's such a great blocker in the run
game.
Sure. You know? I think that's the way Kyle thinks about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.